Good evening. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you very much for patching me in, and thank you, Jake Weinman, for setting this up, for bringing me in as well to SheerEnjoyment.com. Wonderful group of people. So now we're going to begin by acknowledging and thanking our sponsor for dedicating tonight's learning, L'Zecho L'Um Ilui Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. Amir Hashem, this Moitzei Shabbos is Habaleinu L'Toyva, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the festival of weeks, culmination of counting the Omer, 7 weeks from the first night of Pesach, and we're coming down to the end of the Omer, to the Yom Tov. We have first the Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar, that serves as a segue into the Yom Tov that will begin Mitzvah Shabbos. So I'd like to discuss tonight something very simple, very straightforward, to try to understand what exactly is the nature, the Torah's description of the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov appears in the Torah twice. Once in Parshas Emor and once in Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Emor, it's a bit more elaborate. Parshas Re'eh, it's a bit more concise. Let's read some of the Pesukim and try to see if we can have a flavor and understanding of what the Yom Tov is all about. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor deals with, the Pesukim in Emor deal with the Moadim. Starts off with Shabbos. Aydar Hashem Moshalemor, Dabel B'nei Yishol V'yamarat Alehem, Moadei Hashem Asher Tikros V'mikor Kodesh Elohim Moadoi. Then we have Shabbos, Sheisha Samim Te'osim Olocha. Then we have Eilu Mordei Hashem, we have Pesach. And then, after Pesach, we begin Shavuos. But before the Torah brings us to Shavuos, it elaborates and tells us that we should bring on the first day Pesach, the Korban Omer. We come into Eretz Yisrael, Ve'heinifes Ha'omer, you will bring the Korban Omer, L'fnei Hashem, Ve'etzoimchem, Yimocharas, and it says here that when will you bring this Omer? Mimocharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Yinifenu HaKohen, the Kohen will wave it. Vasisem B'yamanifchem Es Omer, Keres, tells a special carbon. And then it goes on to say, Usasartem Lochem, you will count for you, Mimocharas HaShabbos, after Shabbos. Miyoim HaVyechem Es Omer, HaTenufa, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. Ad, until Mimochoras HaShabbos HaShavis Tisbiru Chamishim Yom. Now, and then it says even more, they graft them, you will bring a Mincho Chadosho LaHashem. There's one word that I want to dwell upon that leaps off the page three times, which I really want to suggest is the essence of what this Yom Tov is all about. And that's the word Mochor, tomorrow. Mochor. It says here again, let me go back and read one more time. Ve'inif es ha'omer, you will wave the omer, l'fnei Hashem, l'ritzoinichem. When? When will you wave the omer? Mimochoras ha'shabbos, the day after Shabbos. That's when the count begins. The countdown to Shavuos is immediately defined with the term mochor. Mochor from what? Shabbos. Now we know this is a big topic of discussion, Chazal, as to why the first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. There was a big issue with the Tzedokim, who did not believe in the Torah Shabbal Peh, and they challenged the meaning of the word Shabbos in reference to the first day of Pesach. And the Gemara presents in fact three answers as to how we know as a fact that the word Shabbos in this context means the first day of Pesach. It's not the topic we want to focus on now. Focus we want to emphasize is the beginning of the count is Mochar. It's tomorrow. It's the next day. When we finally get to the end of 7 weeks, Usartem Lochem Mimocharas HaShabbos, here it mentions again this principle again, Mimocharas HaShabbos, Miyon Avichem Esayim HaTenufa, Ad, we're going to count again until Ad Mimochoras HaShabbos HaShavis. There's 7 weeks. 7 times 7 is 49. Now we come to the last day of the Sphira, day 49. And then the Yom Tov is Mochor, the next day. Tisbu Chamishim Yom. What is it about the word Mochor? I heard even today, interesting, I read this today. I don't know the details, so those who know can fill in the gaps. In Yiddish, how does one say good morning? Normally, morning is boker, boker tov, boker tov. In Yiddish, we don't say a good morning. Morgen is the next day. The literal translation in Yiddish for a good morgen is the next day. But that's not what you're trying to say to a person. When you greet your fellow man in the morning, in English, and even in Hebrew, Boker Tov, it's a new day. The sun has come forth. There is renewal. Yet, it's the custom in amongst Jews, in Yiddish, there is some flavor that we have injected in our history, a morgen, which means a good next day. It literally means the next day. Mohar. Not today, but the next day. Why? If today is a new day, but it's nothing more than the continuation of the previous day, that doesn't do justice to what this day can truly achieve. Chazal tell us, Yesh Mohar La'achar Zman. We have the word Mohar used in Chazal in many different cases, different applications. Moshe said to Paro, Mohar Yihyeh Ha'oisazeh. Paro said to Moshe, please have the Makkah of Bor, I think it was Bor if I'm not mistaken, it should come to an end. Moshe said, L'mohar Yihyeh Ha'oisazeh. I'm sorry, I'm referring to a prediction of one of the Makkahs. Sorry, the prediction, L'mohar Yihyeh Ha'oisazeh. And there Chazal also dwell upon this principle of mochar. Mochar means this makkah is going to be preserved not for one generation, but it's going to happen again in future generations. You have to study that possibly in more detail to analyze that concept. When Klal Yisrael came to Aaron and they said, make for us an egel, Aaron tried to stall and tell the people, Chag LaHashem mochar. And there were also various midrashim. Aaron was trying to push off Klal Yisrael. And again, there are different Mar Chazal which analyze the depth of the meaning of Mohar. Yesh Mohar La'achar Zman. Mohar is a powerful word. It doesn't just mean tomorrow as a continuation of the previous day. It represents a principle of complete separation. The past is gone. There is no connection. We are removed, distanced. We are separated. We don't carry with us the baggage of the past. We have been renewed and refreshed, and we're entering into a new era. Pesach was a very difficult time for the Jewish people. We were slaves in Egypt for 210 years. We carried with us enormous baggage, slave mentality, suffering, crushing labor, a mindset, mentality of lowly people living in the land of lowliness, the Ervas Haaretz. The goal of Pesach was to extricate the Jewish people from a very difficult, painful existence. We were told to take the idol, the deity of the Egyptians, and to destroy it, to completely separate ourselves from this, to build ourselves up, to perform a collection of mitzvahs, Adam Pesach, Adam Milah, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything said and done, after we left Egypt and witnessed the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to us, and the Anani HaKavod, we were still living in the past. We were still part, it was part of our psyche, the tsar, the pain of being a slave, of what it meant to be a slave, to be a victim, to be abused. We didn't feel that boldness of independence, of freedom, of not letting people push us around. The ability to serve Hashem with a boldness and a confidence that only a healthy, independent person can achieve. Torah tells us over and over, you left Mitzrayim. It's now time for part two. And the most critical element of part two is Mohar. This is a new era. Shavuos is not connected to Pesach. We have to count. Obviously, you know, we're counting for 49 days. We're counting 7 weeks, seven times. But it's not a counting that brings us to a connection point. It is a countdown which culminates in a launch of Klal Yisrael to a new stratosphere that completely severs us from the mentality of being a slave in Egypt. Pesach, the first day of Pesach, is called Shabbos. It's a very unique combination, Mimocharas HaShabbos. As we began today, we mentioned that this term, Mimocharas HaShabbos, the word Shabbos, in reference to Pesach, was a term which the Tzedokim had a very difficult time dealing with. They wanted to understand the word Shabbos refers to the seventh day of the week, Shabbos Bereshis. And Chazal, the Gemara, went out of its way three times to prove with utter clarity that the word Shabbos in the context of Pesach and Shavuos in the Omer means the first day of Pesach. Why is that so? Shabbos means a cessation. I heard from Rabbi Mayevsky gives a shiur on Tuesday night. Rabbi Mayevsky, he's the one actually who introduced me to shiur, enjoyment.com. He introduced me to Jake Weinman. He told me that we have the word Shabbos with regard to Tashbisu. We have Chametz. And what are we required to do with our Chametz? Erev Pesach. Tashbisu Seor Mikol Batechem. To destroy the utter cessation. We usually refer to Shabbos as a holy day. We rest from our labor. That's a borrowed term. Shabbos means the complete nullification. With regard to performing labor for the seventh day of the week, it's Shabbos. Shavas vayinafash. All labor came to an end. Hashem was involved in creative labor. The creative labor ceased. But when it comes to Pesach, there was a life of evil, a life of denying Hashem. There was a power in this world of ugliness, of idolatry, of arrogance, of denial of Hashem's existence. Pesach, the first day of Pesach, it was Shavas, the evil, the Chometz, the Seor Shabi'isa, the yeast of the dough, which is a symbol for the Yetzirah, the idol of Egypt, the arrogance of denying the existence of Hashem, it came to an end. There was an ultimate cessation of this evil. And now, when that Shabbos comes, we have to break away from that experience, because that experience is, although it's over, it lingers, it radiates. We have to now go to a Mohar. We have to launch on a launch pin with a rocket to break away from that Shavas, from that Shabbos. The combination of Mimocharas HaShabbos is a powerful, very powerful concept. It's the end of the past, the end of a past of ugliness, of a state of being in a dark place, and now we go to the other extreme of Yesh Mohar La'achar Zman, to move ahead, completely forget, completely repair the damage of the experience, the baggage that we carry with us from the past, and move into a new, fresh, clean, unaffected, no pain going forward into the future. And we do this, Mimocharas HaShabbos, and then we do it for 7 weeks. And then we come to the Mochar of those Sheva Shabbosos, and now we come to Shavuos. Now we are truly free men. We are truly in a matzav of chayrus, of freedom, of renewal, of optimism, of looking forward and not thinking about the past. So in essence, what we're trying to do over here is something very simple. I think ordinarily, many of us, when we think about Pesach and Shavuos, we have a tendency to connect. There's a connection. In fact, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should be aware, when Moshe Rabbeinu was recruited to be the leader to take the Jewish people out of Egypt, Moshe said, what's the purpose of all this? What's the purpose of the Exodus? Hashem said, the purpose is Matan Torah. When I take you out of Egypt, I'm going to bring you to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai. I'm going to give you the Torah. That's the purpose. And I think it's natural for many of us to connect Pesach to Shavuos. It's the fifth Lashon. Now that we've left Egypt, you come, we get the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint how to live in Eretz Yisrael. Once we have the Torah, we can now go into Eretz Yisrael. There is a connection. And we have a tendency to, you know, to connect the goal. And we have to purify ourselves a little by little, 49 levels. And then we come, oh, here we come to Shavuos. And we shouldn't forget the purpose of Shavuos. I'm trying to suggest tonight, it's really just the opposite. The counting is all for the purpose of reaching a point where we could completely break away. You know, it's like, I'm sure everyone here remembers the space shuttle. As a space shuttle launched, it has a massive, massive tank that carries it into orbit. And that tank that is full of fire and burning, it creates a velocity of catapulting the shuttle into orbit. And then finally, when it does its thing, it lets go. And then the shuttle fires up its own engines, and it shoots further and further into the heavens. That's what the sphere is. The sphere is where we let go of the big, massive tank that pushed us into the atmosphere. But then we launch our own engines. And the distance we travel with our own engines in the atmosphere is much more distant, more powerful, more meaningful. We're really counting to build up a momentum so we can break away. We can break away from the baggage of Mitzrayim, the damage that Mitzrayim, the slave mentality that unfortunately creeps into our psyche. Shavuos is the only Yom Tov of all of the Moadim that repeatedly is called Mochar, which means it has a unique, fresh, optimistic outlook. Through the Koyach of Torah, life is wonderful. It's beautiful. We can be optimistic and only see positive moving forward and going ahead with happiness and blessing. Indeed, may this festival be for us a new Mochar, a fresh beginning with blessing and nachas and good health and success to one and all, to all our wonderful Choshva people who join us here on shareenjoyment.com. Special thank you to Jake and to Ellie and to the entire Klal Yisrael. Thank you for listening. Have a good night and a good Yom Tov. Be well.